Hey, everyone, this is Archangel. Male validation solicitation syndrome is not some clever catchphrase that would make good speculative conversational fodder. It is very real, and it is nicknamed the thirst. The thirst is simply a male addiction to female attention and approval, which are the two ingredients in female validation, which males chase and solicit during the balance of their devalued lives. This disorder is observable in real time every day. I observe this epidemic sickness through the absolute thirsty actions of males I actually know. In fact, the thirst is so ubiquitous that it is doubtful anything will stop it. Not awakened males, not anyone, not anytime soon. You see, because of validation solicitation syndrome, or the thirst, we are not in reproductive peril from awakened, non-reproducing males, nor are we in peril of society's falling due to males walking away from abuse. No, there will always be another thirsty male to ejaculate inside a vagina. Always another thirsty male who will pick up the societal yoke just so they can get their next fix of the male wonder drug, female validation. Look around you. Observe the male thirst for female attention. Watch how males will disrespect themselves and other males, groveling, begging for female acknowledgement. Just observe the pitiful depths males will go to just to get female approval or physical interaction. Let me describe a few recent examples from my immediate environment. You see, not only do I preach truths here, I also spend time relaying red pill existence truths to males in person. And, well, unfortunately, I have to report that the gynocentric empire, the vaginasty, has nothing to worry about. My words versus the male thirst for their addiction? My words get ignored and long forgotten every time, hands down. So, one guy I know recently went home one day to hear his wife say she didn't love him and has not loved him for the last 2 years and wanted out. He was blindsided, as they all are. And over the next little while, he went through pain and suffering. I spent many hours listening to him, first consoling him, then relaying some harsh truths about females and male devaluation. She had, of course, been carrying on with someone else. He had to find a place to live, and she got the house, as per usual. And he is currently indebted to this female with 2 kids so far. Yet, at some point, the pain was forgotten as the thirst kicked back in, and the other day, he was bragging up to a few guys that he got himself another chick. Not even over the heartache of the first disintegrated family fairy tale, and boom, he is off to the next fix. Another guy has seen glimpses of a male devaluing culture, and his purple brother brought him around me for my preaching. And so I told him a few of the facts of life regarding males and females, which he pretended to understand. Then, a bit later, I found out that my admonitions were all for naught, as he now has a kid on the way, and he is in the throes of planning his traditionalist happy-ever-after life of families, holidays, and kisses from the wife every morning on his way out the door to work. Even though I spend many hours preaching red pills to both him and his brother, the thirst won again. I specifically warned him of the trap of kids, especially at 22. So when he informed me of this impending pregnancy with a chick that he hardly knows, I asked him, for the love of Poseidon's trident, why did you not use birth control? What? No condoms? He just mumbled, the pullout methods worked before. My good hell, are you kidding me? Holy freaking Rice Krispies. This is a cop-out. Many males can sense male devaluation, yet the thirst is too strong, and they cannot summon the strength to fight it off for long. They are too weak to choose self-empowerment. Thus, through reckless behavior, they have an accident, and hence they can claim that life chose this for them. There's no use arguing now. They are stuck. They have to continue on the hamster wheel. So many males passively engage in such activities, so that choice will be taken out of their hands, through accidents, and thus they will not have to struggle with decision, because they are too weak to proactively choose validation sobriety. So, they act like fate stepped in and forced this life upon them, and now they have to continue chasing validation. They have no choice. Life forced this new girlfriend upon them. Cupid forced this new wife upon them. Fate forced these new kids on them. They were just going along, minding their own business. And shazam, life struck them with this position of being a white knight. They did not choose it. Wrong. They did choose the thirst over self-empowerment by not choosing to avoid the interactions that would lead to these very outcomes. They passively chose devaluation and enslavement. I did not choose to have my engine seize. Really? But you did choose not to check or change your oil for the last 5 years. So actually, you did choose this effect through ignorance and passivity and or lack of action. Turn your back on females. But short of that, use birth control or plan for children. It's that simple. There are no accidents. Another guy that has come onto my radar recently, having had a devastating breakup with a chick that he really liked. She was, of course, cavorting with her ex and using this new guy for chivalry, thoughtfulness, and emotional tampon services that nice guys provide females. Everything except the wild, crazy sex she was still getting from her bad boy ex. So, a semi-purple guy I have also plied with red pills brought him around me to hear me preach some wisdom. And so I laid it out for this guy. Female nature compounded by entitlement, gynocentrism, male devaluation, everything. And the guy that brought his friend around me is an attorney who sees and admits how gynocentric the legal system is, even though he is married and hopelessly addicted to his wife's validation. So this guy ingests my pills, and after a couple weeks starts to get a handle on reality. And then he starts to get excited about finding his next girlfriend. So I obviously gave him a worried look and asked what he was doing. Well, when I find the next one, then you can make fun of me. What? What the hell kind of answer is that? The thirst had him from the get-go, and my words were a waste of time, because the next one was always a foregone conclusion in his mind. This is the male thirst. There is never a question of whether or not there will be another one. It's a foregone conclusion. Of course there will be a next one. Males cannot ignore the thirst the rest of their lives. Duh, that's not how addiction works. And the thirst is male addiction to female validation. So this guy followed the template every other guy out there follows. They get burned, and in their wounded state, they search out the kind shoulders and compassionate ears of others to vent for a little while. Then, when they feel a little stronger, or when they can no longer ignore the thirst because they see hot chicks all around them and feel an urgency to get back into the game, then suddenly they are off to find the next heartache, the next fix. Another guy I know is not even through his current pending divorce, which will cost him a lot more than he thinks it will. And he is already with another chick who has like 4 kids, all under the age of 10, who have already accepted him. Yet he still acts like he's a player, a free agent not tied down to this chick that cuts out all the stops to pursue him, such as coming to his house, picking him up, and taking him out on her dime, buying him all kinds of gifts, and twisting herself up like a pretzel into any kind of sexual kink he wants from her. And he thinks that she is awesome, she is cool, she is different from all the other females. No, she is simply a female trying to hook a male. They will be ravenous goddesses who pamper him with gifts and attention and listen to his feelings just to subdue her prey and get him to seal the deal through commitment on paper. Females pull out all the stops and put out the fine china when they are trying to hook a guy. This is called sales. You dazzle the customer with excitement and shiny things. Then they buy. Even though he is now inserted into the lives of this chick and her kids, and she into his kids' lives, even still, he flirts with anonymous females to get those little validational fixes from strange females. And he tells me of the other chicks, such as friends' girlfriends, he is balling on the side. He is doing all this, starting new relationships, banging strange trim on the side, and he is still in the throes of separation and looming divorce. Yeah, how could any of this go wrong? I told another guy who was soon expecting a son not to circumcise. Of course, he ignored me and violated his son's right to bodily sovereignty to make the missus happy. Another guy shaved off his coveted beard to make the missus happy. Another works and slaves away at a job to pamper a wife who marches for women's rights, which he takes extreme personal offense to, yet would never confront her about it. I mean, on and on and on. And these are just a sampling of happenings I personally know about within the last few months. How many tens of millions of these events are taking place every day around the globe? Thirsty males, not even healed or educated from the last violation, and they are off looking for the next fix. You see, the thirst is the street name for the psycho-emotional clinical pathology labeled validation solicitation syndrome. Males chase validation through female attention and approval. And when males get burned a few times, the thirst morphs into phase two of the addiction, chasing fairy tales. You see, the Nawalt or unicorn dogma keeps males mired down in vice. Looking for a special, custom-made soulmate keeps the drug addicts chasing some angelic notion of a special, right angel. It confines males to misery and addiction as they get broken and burned time after time, chasing fix after fix, hoping that the next fix will be the one, and that the next fix will actually not end in his tears. Maybe the next fix will be the one that family and friends prophesy about. Maybe the next fix will actually care about him, rather than turn rabid and attack him as all others have done. Another guy is actually awaiting charges right now due to a female. Out of the examples here, this one takes the cake. A year ago, I had conversations with this guy about female behaviors, entitlements, gynocentrism, everything. He went on to affirm everything that I had said because, coincidentally, he had already been on the business end of false allegations from females. So I thought he was awakened. Then I noticed that he was gone from the gym for a while. Well, I come to find out that he had shacked himself up with another chick who had gotten drunk one night, smacked him around, then decided to file charges on him 2 days later because he had touched her throat in the melee of trying to get her off him in self-defense. And now he has got felony strangulation charges pending, even though he has a witness, even though she still plays games with him and texts him and leads him on like she cares. And, of course, diverts responsibility, just like all pedestalized, infantilized adult females do today. Oh, none of this is her fault. It's not her doing. It's the state that is insisting on charges. A state that is gynocentric and just looks for a reason, any reason, to bury males. All she did was toss them a bone. One little premeditative, unsubstantiated accusation out of spite, and he's facing who knows what. And yet, none of this is her fault. I had talked with this guy not a year earlier about all of this stuff. This guy already had intimate knowledge of female treachery and society's enforcement of female elevation, and here he was again. Yes, VSS, validation solicitation syndrome, aka the thirst, is that prevalent. And these are just a few examples that I personally know about. And these are recent, not the gazillions of similar happenings I have been witness to throughout the years. Then there are the stories from guys I know, who know guys, going through similar if not identical occurrences. Just think about all the examples, recent or distant, that you are witness to. I mean, I think we could seriously all know each other if we just connected the dots of guys who know guys who know guys going through all of this stuff. I think the entire human race could be connected in this way. But gentlemen, hear my words, because the thirst is never sated. It is never satisfied. This is why it is an addiction. It is temporary and fleeting, and the pleasure of the high degrades into a depressional low, such that you need your next fix of validation from females just to feel average and normal again. There is no longer euphoric high. There is needing the drug, female attention, just to be able to cope with life and function, to be neutral and on an even level, the way you were before you started messing with female validation in the first place. The thirst becomes need, and the need is insatiable. Salvation through females is never something that you can attain. It is always just out of reach. I mean, really, ask yourself, when is enough? When will you have enough compliments, or flirting, or good boy pats on the head from the female populace? How many kisses, how many hugs, how many evenings of spooning in bed on cold nights, or sexual encounters, how much will ever be enough? No, seriously, think about that. When will female attention ever be enough? It never will be. You will forever need more and more. You, like all the other in-denial addicts, will pretend that you don't need your drug of choice, that you have it under control, that you are functional, and that you can quit at any time. Yet even as you pretend you are not addicts, others see your desperative actions, how you plan your appearance, behaviors, and very life around attracting female approval. They see the stages you go through pre- and post-fix. They see the dilated pupils you get from the flirtations and smiles of females, how you hang on the next chemical high of female touch. They observe you in the throes of cravings, craving the next ejaculation, and the next, then the next, and the next after that. You only fool yourself and the other addicts with your denial. The sober of mind can transparently see how you beg for the next pat on the head from any female, how you plead for the approval of females who will tell you that you are special, that you are more favored than the other thirsty males, that you actually matter to this male-consuming world. You build your identity by consuming one female validational fix after another, to the point that all males are is ego propped on external female validation. Males and the male collective are nothing but the identity that female validation has molded them into, and so they desperately chase the next fix in order to support their sense of self. Their identity is the aggregate expression of female validation thus far in their life, and continued installments of female attention maintains this identity. They are nothing without it. So, when the attention starts running dry, males freak out, literally, as if their life were in danger, and they commit all manner of abuse and trespass upon themselves and others to get that next fix, the next bit of attention, the next chemical dance of flirtation and courtship, the next 3 seconds of female-assisted ejaculation, just so they can function and feel normal just for a little while. When is female validation ever enough? When will you have enough experiences under the belt, enough memories in the tank, to let go of female validation solicitation? When will you ever have enough? You won't. Filling up on female validation leaves you deeper in debt to it. It's like working for a salary of $1 a day when your expenses amount to $1.50 per day. You only dig yourself deeper. As such, you can never break even, filling up on the empty words and insincere gestures and fleeting physical touch of females. It is like being stranded at sea, and you are thirsty, so you try drinking the salt water, which only further dehydrates you and increases your thirst that much more. You get ego boost and temporary pleasure from female validation. Yet when it is gone, you are worse off and that much more thirsty, that much more desperate to find a quenching to your thirst in the form of the next fix. Seriously, male thirst for validation through females is never sated. You will never get enough kisses, or compliments, or cutesy little texts, or dances, or warm cuddles on cold nights, or sex, or flirtation, or approval, or good boy pats on the head. You will never have enough. You will always be chasing the next fix. Eternal validation is something males cannot win. You will never get enough validation. This is like males seeking leisure on a slowly sinking ship. This obsession, this ruthless, insatiable addiction males have to female attention and approval, follows them until they are old and frail shells, still trying to be Mr. Chivalry, or the self-deprecating comedian, or the obedient servant around females just to get that pat on the head, that acknowledgement that this soon-to-be-extinct fossil is still noticed by the exalted divine female. I have seen males in their 80s still trying to steal away little bits of attention from young pretty girls and old angry hags alike. And these little bits of attention stand as proxy for the sex and handsome compliments they no longer get from females. Now, you simply have a weathered old addict still chasing the thirst. It is sad, entire lifetimes consumed chasing an addiction that arises because we deem one sex disposable and thus we devalue them in order to morally warrant their expendability, which, by automaticity, elevates the other sex to deity status. And so this, coupled with biological instinct, drives males to chasing the attention of the breasted human deities. Seriously, all you males afflicted with the thirst, whether you have a girlfriend, or date, or just pump and dump, When will you ever have enough female attention? When will you be able to let female attention go and focus on you? When will female attention ever be enough? Deep down, you know the answer. You will seek approval in some form from females till you die. You will never get enough. You will always be left wanting more. My friends, break the thirst. Turn your backs, stand with me, live free.